Good evening, all. You're listening to the Bell and Sperling Show.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about Glastonbury, some of the highlights. Elton, obviously.
He was very good, I thought, didn't you?
Rick Astley.
Yes.
Good old mate of ours.
He's not answering our text now, is he?
Don't want to talk to
us. He's gone all big Charlie Big Spuds.
Charlie Big Bananas. We're going to talk about some of the rubbish ones as well. Also got to talk about Russia. I mean, what's happened over there?
Yeah.
What a calamity. Oh, Prigozhin. He starts to have a bit of a revolt, right?
A revolt.
And Putin has said, do what?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, son.
I do know who your family are, sir.
I know where you live.
Yeah.
Also, what else, John?
And don't forget, GB News.
GB News.
How about that? They won Best Breakfast and Nigel Farage.
He wins Best Presenter. Listen to me, Cindy and Jerry got a message that said, all the squares for us. Going to be talking about some of the other bits and pieces that are in the news. Coming up on the Bell and Sperling Show, we've got some great music coming up as well. Bit of Elton John, bit of Rick Astley, and a bit of...
What?
I don't know. Something else. Might have been playing Nigel Farage song. Really should go and see the doctor about that. Oh. Evening all, you're listening to the Bell and Sperling Show.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. We are the two fellas that done the old Svengar and Arrington song.
I thought you were going to say, we are the two Ronnies.
No, we're not. We did the Svengar and Arrington song.
We did.
And we do Golden Balls. And we have to rewrite Golden Balls every couple of weeks.
Yes.
For the Nigel Farage TV show and GB News.
Do you know, talking of the
of
Nigel...
Of which, John? What happened yesterday?
Pardon?
Or 2 days ago?
Oh, was it 2 days? Yeah, GB News. Well, the Trick Awards.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Which is the TV and radio...
Radio something or other.
Something or other.
Yeah. But anyway, they normally it's they give out the awards, you know, the industry.
Yeah.
Oh, I can still hear something.
Yeah, that's. Don't worry about that.
Oh,
that's
okay. Yeah. Anyway,
that'd be in my stomach.
they normally give themselves out the awards.
Yeah,
but this year they've thrown it to the public.
Yeah, bad idea, right?
Yeah, well, they thought, no, no, it's all right. Gee, Good Morning Britain are still winning, and Susanna Reid and all the usual mob.
Anne and Dec.
Oh no!
Sorry.
No, Anne and Dec.
Obviously, Phil and Holly. We're not gonna,
no. Oh, no, you can't come in, not
naughty.
This time.
No.
And of course, who wins it? GB News Breakfast, Eamon Holmes.
Yeah.
He won it.
Okay, incredible, really.
Well, unbelievable, really, because he got kicked out, didn't he?
He got kicked out of This Morning.
Of This Morning. And
he was doing a bit for Sky as well, wasn't he? He went to Sky.
That was a few years ago. He did Sky News Breakfast, didn't he?
Yeah.
But now who's having the last laugh? Eamon
is, yeah.
And, of course...
I do think, though, John, do you not agree? I mean...
Go on.
Eamon went a little bit heavy on the Phil situation. Do you not think? He went a little bit too heavy.
You know what my opinion is. I think unless they've got something else on him, which they haven't, have they? Because it would have come out by now.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit too long. And if that's all they had on him, then yeah, they went miles too heavy on him.
Yeah.
And I think Eamon had a little axe to grind.
I think so, yeah.
You know, I don't think Philip Schofield was particularly nice to people.
No.
Sounds like he was a bit aloof and, you know, but that's no reason to give him, pile all this on him.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so I think they went a little bit heavy. But in saying that, getting back to Eamon Holmes.
Yeah.
Who's his co-host? The
Izzy, the Isabel, woman,
Isabel,
Isabel. Yeah,
yeah,
she's very good.
Yeah.
And they have Anne Diamond, don't they, on the weekend?
Andrew Pierce.
Andrew Pierce, and they don't do breakfast. They do after breakfast.
But then you've got Bev Turner.
I like Bev.
Yeah, very
good. She's lovely. She's very... I like Jimmy. She has a lot of nice-looking women on there.
Yeah.
But it's a bit old-fashioned. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you what was quite funny. I'm going to tell you what was quite funny about. We did Farage's show last Thursday.
Michelle Jubes was there.
In Barnsley.
Yeah, Barnsley.
And we did it in Barnsley, and it was fantastic. If you saw our Instagram post, there was some funny stories of us going up to Barnsley. Mm. And it really was good. And it was a great show for us. If you don't know, we rewrite Golden Balls, the song that we had a hit with. And we rewrite it each time for Farage's show, and we put in certain elements of the news that's happened. We make it funny, but we do. I mean, we have a dig at everybody.
I just spent the last minute looking for my glasses.
Yeah,
they were on my head.
That's right, they were. Yeah, that's why? I don't find that funny anymore because I've watched that happen for the last 30 years.
Well, I just forgot they were there.
I remember you sort of saying, "Have you seen my T-shirt?" And you was wearing it. I remember you saying, whose car is this? It's your car.
When we were doing the video for Sven?
Mm.
And we had, because we did it with Capital Gold.
Yes.
And we both had, because the medium wave.
Do they not have that anymore, don't they?
I don't think so. No. Well, I think they do.
Oh, yeah, okay. AM.
Yeah. The medium wave numbers were 1548.
That's right, yeah.
So we had T-shirts. I think I was 48.
You were 48 and I was 15. Yeah.
And it was a white, obviously a white...
England shirt. With Sperling on the back.
And of course there was only one of them.
Yeah.
And we've cut for a break and I've gone and had a cup of tea and spilt the tea all down on me.
You did, yeah.
And do you remember? And they had to...
Had to wash it.
No, they didn't wash it.
No.
It was ruined.
Oh, really?
They had to go and get a new one.
I had to buy a new one? Yeah. We put 15 on the front.
Yeah, we put 15.
48.
48, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise. I can't remember that.
Do you remember that?
Again, I remember you ruining most things.
I didn't know. That's quite true. Yeah,
I think you...
Yeah, anyway, what was you saying? Sorry,
so I was saying about that we have to rewrite the Golden Balls every couple of weeks.
Rewrite the song,
This time we absolutely slated
Boris Johnson. Yeah,
which we did, and we made it funny.
Yeah.
And then we slated the fact that we voted for Brexit 7 years ago, and after five prime ministers, we're still not free. Nothing's really changed. In fact, we're in a worse state than we were. Nobody's made any changes.
Yeah.
However, the show, what I noticed this time, John, was that when the camera, the wide shot camera,
It needs to be wide for me.
Okay, but now when the shot is of Nigel Farage and his guest,
what
they normally do is have various audience members and plus us in
That's
the audience,
right.
whatever.
Yes,
okay?
yes.
But if you ever remember watching Top Gear,
of course.
Okay, when they guess on behind the shot, there was always some pretty women. They would position.
They would get
all these studio audience in, right, and they would position the best looking women. They go, oh, right, hang on a minute, love, you come over here, right, you stand just there, right in front, in camera shot, so that you're in the background.
That's right.
So while you're watching Clarkson talk, you're thinking, well, she's quite nice behind
you. Yeah, do you remember? Okay. Always had it.
And what I noticed this time...
Well, we replaced them.
There
were two lovely looking girls.
Because you can imagine, right? When the people go to studio audiences, there is a jamboree bag of licorice, all sorts of people, right? And there's all sorts of ages and shapes sizes.
Oh, yeah.
And so, of course, there's a shot that's always on with Farage talking to his guests. So you don't want a couple of people that look a little bit ugly, do you?
Not really, no.
So they've placed two quite nice women.
They were very nice.
Very nice, right?
I thought so.
And then, of course, we have to replace them because we come on at the end of the show.
We come on at the end of the show, yeah.
And they replaced...
And we were upset.
When we watched it back on TV, we went, where'd those two go?
I didn't want to replace them.
We've replaced them with us two.
God.
But it's quite funny because, really, that is how TV is.
Yeah.
Everything is all a bit of a cheat, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit of a cheat.
Because those two didn't really want to go to the Farage show, let's be honest. We were about 25.
Yeah, weren't... You know. Excuse me. There weren't any others, were there?
No, there were only two.
So were the only two.
Yeah, girls, it's 50 quid. Just sit there, please, and look pretty until Bell and Sperling turn up, and then...
I must tell you, I made the big mistake of looking at the Twitter page.
Right.
After Bell and Sperling had been on.
Oh, not again.
Well, yeah, I did,
What, this week?
Yeah, yeah.
We got slated again, didn't we?
Yeah, but this time,
yeah,
they don't slate the content.
No.
Because last time, because we did a little bit about the migrants coming over.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Just about hotels. We weren't being anything.
We didn't do anything about the migrants it was coming just, over. We said about, the hotels being full. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This time, we did Boris and...
We slated Boris. Yeah.
We slated Boris. So we slated the right this
the
time.
The right wing, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. But they still come at us. Yeah.
What have we got this time?
They don't come at us, by the way.
Right.
They come at me.
Oh, God. What have they said this time?
God. Oh, it's actually, you know, if I took it seriously,
yeah.
I don't think I'd have been here tonight.
No, what's happened to be kind?
Yeah, be kind. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What I don't get, what that vile fat thing, what is that? I didn't know that Gammon could dance. That was a good one.
Whose Twitter feed is it on?
This is
Farage's.
This is on GB News.
Okay.
Now, what I can't work out, which I have worked out actually. Mm. Now, these are not Farage fans.
No.
What are they doing watching it? Why? What, if you don't like Farage, don't watch it.
Was the clip put up on GB News? Yeah. Oh, it was.
It was on the
Twitter. It was good for us. I didn't realise.
Yeah, it's good for us. Mm. Good for you. Not too good for me. I did. Honestly, I got it.
Did you?
I got it.
Yeah, but do you know what?
No, I don't. It's just that's what the world's like now.
It is, yeah. And
do
you know what?
Everyone's got an opinion.
And I think we did a TV show a few years ago. A radio show a few years ago.
Yeah.
Just after or when the Caroline Flack situation happened.
Yes.
And all these, and we found some tweets of people that were giving her absolute stick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Really sticking the boot in.
Yeah.
And then when she sadly, you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
took her own life.
Yes.
These were the first people that going on. It was so sad.
Gotcha.
And do you know what? We outed them. I remember outing them saying, you're the same person.
Yeah.
We gave their Twitter handle. They're disgusting.
They're
filth.
Disgusting. They are filth.
People on Twitter... That's why I don't go on Twitter, because I find it a disgusting filth.
Have you ever seen, there was a sketch years and years
ago. It's the same mob sitting in a bed seat.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Nothing going on there.
There's a great Not the 9 o'clock News sketch.
Mm.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Not 9 o'clock News. And Rowan Atkinson and Mel Smith are both politicians.
Yeah.
Unlike a, you know, a politics show, like Robin Day sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's someone, Pamela Stevenson is in the middle.
Yeah.
You know. Mm. But they go, you are the most disgusting in this place. You are your party. You are the most. And then Rowan Atkinson's character says, and I'll tell you something else. You go, and he dies. He has a heart attack.
Yeah.
And Bill Smith's character goes, this was one of the most loveliest people I've ever.
But we've done it, haven't we?
That's exactly it.
On a very...
We've done it, yeah.
Yeah, because you're just about to slate them, and then you go, oh, I can't do that.
Yes, and we've done it many times, yeah.
Very similar. Very similar, but very not similar at all.
No. Very similar, but not similar.
Playing in a charity football match
with
Teddy Sheringham.
Yes.
And the ball comes over from the right wing.
Yeah.
And I'm just behind Ted.
Yeah.
And I just want Ted to lay it back to me so I can hit it.
Yeah.
And as the ball comes over, I've gone... Yeah. Yes, my ball. And I think Ted's going to lay it back to me.
Now,
what does Ted do? He shapes for a left foot volley, and I go, no, yes. He roofs it in the net.
Does he? Yeah,
but at the time, I wanted to go, what are you doing, idiot?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who'd you ever play for? can we play an Elton John song? Because he was,
sure.
And we'll talk about Glastonbury
straight
off
this. What have we got?
Well, I wanted to play one that he didn't do at Glastonbury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he
yeah.
also didn't do it on the tour. I went to see him a little, you know, last month.
Well,
and it was fantastic.
I can see the one you're putting on.
Yeah.
No, well, he never did this live.
And I
don't know.
I love it.
I loved it, yeah.
It's a
good song.
There's a great video that I made. It's actually on YouTube. Mm. Me and you were in Marbella supporting Madness.
Mm.
And that year.
Yeah.
My daughter was quite young. Persia was...
Oh, she was
18
was
months.
2006, yeah.
Was it? Yeah, 2 years old. And I made a video of her in the swimming pool and everything, and I put the music to this song to it.
Wow.
It's actually on Instagram. So, should we give it a little go? It's one that he doesn't really do live.
No. He's never done it live. It's a great song.
Okay. And strangely enough, my daughter hasn't even got blue eyes.
Baby's got blue eyes. baby's got blue eyes, like a clear blue sky, watching over me.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
It's actually, that was my dad's favourite Elton John song.
Was it really?
Mm.
Nice, isn't it?
Well, it was because he was in a bit of a lower register there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Baby's got... Yes.
I mean, and it's funny, right? I thought everyone raved about Elton, and I thought it was a great set and everything. And then I saw Russ Kane. Russ Kane, you know, used to be on Capital.
Yeah.
He put up something. Oh, you know, so many people slagging. Oh, no, sorry, it wasn't Russ, actually. It was the sax player, Ray Galato. And he said, oh, so many people slagging Elton... Who? I never saw anyone. But there again, he said, oh, I made the mistake of going on Twitter.
Yeah.
The cesspit.
No, it is the cesspit. You're right. I did. Piers Morgan wasn't very complimentary. He was talking about how Elton was, you know, reading his own lyrics, like a karaoke man. Hang on a minute, son. Ugh. Hold on a minute. The man's written how many songs?
Yeah, you got to remember him.
And 76 years of age.
Yeah.
You're not going to let him...
Yeah.
Look at the lyrics.
Well, there was a few different songs in there from the set list that I saw. Only a couple, actually. Maybe not.
Mind you,
He done Daniel this time, which I was a bit surprised. He didn't do that on the set list.
You know, the thing is about Elton, as someone did say, I wish he'd sing in English.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but you know. You know, we've only had two hits, right? Yeah. We change the melody
and
change the phrasing because you've sung it so many times.
That's true.
That you get used to a new way of singing it.
Yeah, of course. And have you listened?
That was my stomach again, by the way. Sarah, it's like...
Oh, it was a great one.
Sorry.
That
had been coffee. I do apologise, anyone. Anyone driving along, just listen to that and you nearly crashed.
It wasn't actually a burp.
No, it wasn't. It was a... It was my tonsils.
Funny, I was watching Barry Norman once interviewing Michelle Pfeiffer years ago, and they were in the middle of, she must have been doing Batman, not Catwoman, what she was doing, and all of a sudden, you heard,
yeah,
and she went, oh my God, is that my stomach? But it was a proper...
Funny, Barry Norman saying, no, it's my trousers.
Do you remember again?
getting back to Elton, right? So Elton, I just thought it was a great performance. Like you say, 76.
It was, yeah.
And look, I've seen that show recently.
That's right.
And he's done it every single night.
Yeah.
And he's not missed a note. His voice has not packed up. Like I said to you.
Yeah, a few people were taking the mickey out of the way. He walked to the stage.
Oh,
that's out of order, you know?
He don't play tennis anymore.
Yeah, hang on a second. He's 76.
Trousers falling down like you. When he kept saying my trousers falling down, I said, John does that on stage. You know? And it really, look, I was at the side of the stage, you know, with Chris Page, who's his right hand man.
Well, that was when he was like...
This was eight weeks ago.
Oh, you was at the side of the stage?
I was at the side of the stage, and everybody had to wear a mask. Everybody had to wear a scarf around their neck, because the whole tour, he's so worried about getting ill.
Well,
He's got through it. He's got through it, and he's done the whole thing without not even cancelling the show. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it is. Because he did lose his voice, didn't he, a couple of years ago?
Mm.
And they had to, and he was crying.
He was what?
Crying.
Mm.
I'm crying.
No, he was crying because he hated to stop the show in the middle of the...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Talking about that, what about... his name?
Yes.
With Tourette's.
Yeah, that was...
Emerson Fittipaldi.
I didn't see it. Was it Lewis Capaldi?
Lewis Capaldi, yeah.
Lovely.
Emerson Fittipaldi was a racing driver, but it just sounds like Lewis Capaldi.
he's having some problems.
Yeah, and he's a good talent, isn't he?
He's a really good talent. Great voice.
Yeah, brilliant voice.
Yeah.
Good songwriter, but he's just...
Yeah, he's struggling, but I like the way he's truthful and he's...
Yeah.
You know, he's open about it.
So I started watching the documentary on him last month, and I thought...
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it gets you. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's a good artist. He's very, very good.
Really good artist.
Go on.
I wanted to talk about... we'll talk about some other... Let's play another song.
Yeah.
Well,
Rick Astley. Let's talk about Rick.
And then I want to come back. We are going to get round to the old Russian situation.
Oh, yes.
We've got some scenarios.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Should we play one of Rick's more modern ones?
Well, why not? I don't know if he did this live.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
I'm sure he did.
Because the album...
Well, he had an hour set, right?
Mm.
We can't do eight versions of Never Gonna Give You Up.
And got quite a few covers.
Oh, did he do a few covers?
He likes a cover, Rick.
He does like a cover. Mm. I know he did Highway to Hell.
Which is good. He got on the drums.
He got the drums.
Yeah.
But you know what? He couldn't do any fills because his trousers have got stuck.
Did
you see?
The strange part is, as you know...
He always says trousers.
He calls me trousers because me and you used to say, call everyone, hello, trousers.
Yeah.
And so he used to say, hello, trousers, how are we doing? So I hadn't seen that bit where his trousers got stuck.
No.
And I've only seen one clip and I sent him a message on Saturday night saying, great, great show, trousers.
But he didn't come back.
Well, he must have thought... You're taking a mickey out of me trousers bit, but I couldn't. So I didn't realise afterwards. He said he went on stage. He went, "Don't wear tight trousers."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was a good drummer, Rick. Really good drummer.
He was a good drummer.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good drummer.
And Adam Evans, who was playing guitar, he's played with me and you. He's played. He was doing the solos.
Oh yeah, good player. A good bass player. Well, they were all good. Good band.
All right, let's play a Rick one that's a more modern one of his. That he's written.
Very muggy tonight.
Hey.
Warm.
You know I don't like that word.
What?
Don't like you calling people mugs.
No, but it's muggy.
It's not. Mm. It's going to rain in a minute.
Sometimes I just don't feel like waking up. Want to stay inside my dreams. Sometimes I feel like I am breaking up. Do you know just how that feels? Hope is for the hopeful. It's a dream that never dies. Faith is for the faithful. I see it in your eyes. And I've got angels on my side. Love to only give me truth. Don't fake it, I can't take it. My heart is close to breaking. It reminds me of my youth. Hope is for the hopeful. It's a dream that never fades. Faith is for the faithful. And I will
Bit of Rick Astley.
Angels on my side.
Yeah.
Great voice though, Rick, isn't it?
Very good voice.
Nice and warm.
I can remember the when he came out.
What do you mean he came out?
Well, no, not when he came out.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say.
When he
I was going to say, I know his wife.
When he brought his record out.
Right, yeah.
Not when he came out.
Right.
Okay. He never came out, did
he? Not that I know of.
No, we know his wife.
His wife, yeah.
Lena. Lena. Mm. Lovely girl.
Lovely girl.
That very nice.
Video director. Well, yes. She's now managing Rick.
Sorry?
She's now managing Rick.
Oh, she's managing him. Yeah, yeah. Last time I saw her was in some restaurant in... it was a pub restaurant in London somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what I was doing.
No.
But I know that she came over to me and first...
And got you in a headlock.
You know, mate, yeah. Got me in a headlock and...
Chinese burn. Did you get a Chinese burn?
Yeah, yeah, give me a Chinese burn.
Yeah. Clip round the ear.
Are you allowed to say Chinese burn?
I hope so. I just said it.
Oh, it's the other one, isn't it? You can't say. Anyway.
Or clip round the ear.
No. You know the one I mean.
Poke in the eye.
It's
a hot stick. I've got you. Yeah,
oh, yeah, you got me. Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying?
Oh, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, Rick.
Lena.
Rick. No, before that.
Rick Astley.
Yeah. Rick Astley and coming out. When he came out.
He didn't.
But he didn't come out.
Right.
But when his record came out, and everyone thought it was Luther Vandross, didn't they? Yeah, they did.
You seen him lately?
No.
I know, when you heard his voice. See, I always think that Rick sounded a bit more like Michael McDonald. But no, you're right, they did think it was...
Do you remember? They did think that. Yeah, they thought
until they saw Rick dance.
Yeah, I didn't ever think he was that bad dancer. No.
Do you know, there's a funny story. I took Rick Astley to Faces nightclub in Gants Hill one night.
Oh, yeah.
And we were just for a night out, because we spent a lot of time there, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And a few people said to me, is this your brother?
That's right, I remember that.
And I said, no.
Yeah, I remember. I was with Rick Astley.
Yeah, and they went, what, the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and the weird thing is about that is it hadn't been that long, really.
No.
It is now. I mean, it's like 30...
No, Rick cracked it in sort of 87. Yeah, 87.
September 87.
So he was coming out with... we did the album in 96, so 97, 98. So about 98. So about 10 years later. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it's not that long.
No, but he didn't want to be famous then.
No, he didn't.
He'd had enough of it.
No. I mean, he struggled for a few years, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Yeah, because he had a bit of a... I think...
He did struggle, if I remember.
He thought he had a few stalkers and stuff. Then he wouldn't get on an aeroplane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember playing golf with him, and, you know, and he wouldn't go in the bushes in case where his ball was. No, I've gone over the top there.
You went right over the top.
Yeah, just in case there was a bear in there or something. I remember finding you in the bush.
Actually, in the bushes once.
Yeah.
At a party that we were at.
Right. Me or Rick?
No, Rick.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you remember that?
That was when we were doing the... Yeah.
That's right.
We used to record at a studio in Oxford and it was out in the country, and we would play football at night.
That's right, I remember.
And
I didn't know what.
You didn't know.
No.
And it would play football at night, and of course the ball would go in the bushes, and you could be in there for ages.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big bush, wasn't it?
Stop it. Right, let's play.
Are you playing another one?
No, I wanted to play this Stephen Sanchez song that Elton brought on.
Yeah, he brought him on.
Just have a little chat.
He was a bit licky, wasn't he?
Was he a bit... Yeah,
it
was a bit sickly when it came on. Because we're all going, who's this fella?
Yeah.
I don't know. My daughter knows straight away. This is a really good song. It's very 50s.
Yeah, no, it's very good, I thought.
And I've heard some more of his songs, and they're very in that vibe, good.
Elton likes it.
Yeah.
What about the bloke from The Killers coming on? He wasn't good. I didn't think he was any good.
He had a great suit on. He looked the part.
Do you think so? I thought he looked a bit like John Barrowman.
Yeah, but I think he looked sharp. Well, John Barrowman's a good-looking man.
Yeah, but he's a bit... He was a bit karaoke for me.
It was a bit.
Do you know what I mean?
But he's not an Elton song singer, is he?
No, I didn't think he sang
He's a bit of a shouter,
well, I'll be honest.
He's a bit of a shouter.
I don't... Tiny Dancer needs a little bit, you know, a delicate touch.
Yeah, well, should we play Tiny Dancer first then? And then talk about Stephen Sanchez after.
Yeah, I do love Tiny Dancer.
Do you?
One of my favourites.
Well,
it's an Elton John fest.
I saw one quite a few times. No, I saw a dancer dancing once.
Oh, did you?
And then and you danced with her.
Yeah.
And then you fell on her and she became a tiny dancer.
A flat dancer. That's what she became.
Flat as a pancake.
Well,
the band. Pretty eyed pirate smile. You marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for gone, turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes a stand. We'll be right back.
pretty much the star of Glastonbury, wouldn't you say?
Well, he was, yeah. I mean...
Guns N' Roses were shocking, weren't they?
Well, he was.
He was, yeah.
Oh, God.
Just couldn't hit a note. Couldn't hit a note in a month of Sundays, could he?
He's awful. Well, actually...
And you want him to be good. I'm wanting him to be great.
But do you know what, though? There's a couple of tracks of Guns N' Roses. Paradise City.
Mm. November Classic. Rain.
Yeah, it was all right.
I love November.
Did
Rain.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one, Sweet Child of Mine.
Mm. Me and you used to do...
Dreadful cover
Paradise City, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
I used to go mad. 20 years ago. Yeah.
I used to 30 years
30
ago.
Years ago, yeah.
I used to go mad.
You did, yeah.
If I did that now, I wouldn't be alive.
No.
They did a dreadful cover, I thought, of Live and Let Die. Oh, that was awful.
Well, they did it originally.
Live and Let Die!
Yeah, but they did that at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert when Freddie
they
had died.
They did, I think, yeah.
And they'd done Live and Let Die, and it was brilliant then.
Yeah, I mean...
lost it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Elton at 76 can still do it. He can still sing.
But it's a different sort of singing, though. I mean, you know, I mean, he was so high, wasn't he?
Yeah, but then... We look at Bruce Dickinson for Iron Maiden.
He can still power off.
He's still... Oh, damn. Unbelievable. I mean, I'm away with
him.
How
old is he, Bruce?
I don't know, actually, John. It's a good point. He's
got to be late 60s.
64, 65.
Maybe.
And he had a bit of cancer as well. He had a bit of cancer of the tongue, I think he had.
Oh, my good God.
So he survived that, and he's singing better than ever.
Yeah. Mind you, your tongue doesn't affect you.
Well, it would do, wouldn't it? The singing. I mean, it's not as if he had it on his tongue.
Well, it would if you didn't have a tongue.
But no. Oh, you sound terrible.
But he's still got a tongue.
I mean, he's still got a tongue, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's
That would just be strange, wouldn't it?
If you sang without a tongue.
Well, you would for Iron Maiden, because it's quite a heavy set list.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. And a lot of tongue twisters in there.
A lot of tongue twisters in there.
Bring your daughter to the slaughter. Yeah. That's the only one I know.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to see him 50 times now on the tours, but I still don't know the... I know the ones I like, and I actually feel embarrassed, but I do say I know the ones I like,
What are they?
When the Bell Tolls is a good
one. Oh, yeah. That's good. And that's my favourite, 666, yeah. Number of the Beast.
Number of the Beast. Number of the Beast is great.
Is that good when they do it?
Oh, it's brilliant. If you get a chance to go and see
them, maybe I will one day.
It's probably they're at the O2 soon.
You gonna go?
I am going. Mm. I am going next. I'm playing football with them on Wednesday.
Nice. So you'd think you'd get an invite?
I think I'll get an invite. Yeah. I think tickets are a bit scarce. I've asked for one for the wife.
Yes.
But at the moment, I might be going on my own.
Oh, really?
Well, they're as soon as they come to London, they're only doing two nights at the O2.
Me and my band, my first band, Babakoto.
Oh, yes.
We used to do the same gig that they started at.
That's right, it was
called the Laurel and Hardy in Ilford.
Ilford, yeah.
And there was two people there.
Yeah.
It's true.
What's the least we play for? I think two, isn't it? We play for two.
God, yeah, we played to about two before.
I think we did. That would have been at, what's it called, Rifles on a Sunday.
I think, yeah. I mean, there was always a few in Rifles.
Yeah, but I think we played to two once.
Probably.
I'm sure we did.
Yeah.
I think I've got an idea we were more than the audience at one point.
I think so. Then we used to start, that's when we used to start going on the stage. Who are you talking to there?
There was somebody at the window.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know. I just told him to go away.
Oh. I remember
I think it was your chauffeur.
He used to call me. Our chauffeur's out there. Don't you worry. He's waiting.
I told him to go away.
She's waiting.
I said, you're going to walk home. And should we play the Stephen Sanchez track? But to talk about the fella that came on, that Elton brought. Now, we all thought Elton's going to bring on four guests. So in your head, you're thinking, he's going to bring on Rod.
Yeah,
he's going to bring on Paul McCartney.
I was a bit upset with what he brought on, really.
Well, agreed.
Would you?
Everyone was.
Was he?
But I've got to tell you, he's always
breaking my arm.
He's always surrounded himself
with new
artists. And it's a classic. There's a very quick story. Mm. Me and you are great at name dropping, but you know, I'm one of the kings.
You're
of
the
it.
Best.
I'm the best.
Yeah.
I was driving up to Manchester with his PR man in the car, Chris Page.
Chris Page.
And the phone rang.
Yeah. It was Elton.
And it was Elton. And I'm going, no. No. Yeah. And he's going, now Chris, I want you to go out and buy some CDs. And I want you, I'm in Switzerland at the moment. I'm getting on the private jet now and I'm flying over to Manchester. I'll see you in a couple of hours because you're playing Manchester. And he said, I want you to go out and buy some CDs. There's some new music that I want you to get. He said, there's one guy I want you to get. He's called Usher.
All right, okay. Well, we'd never heard of him then.
Never heard of him.
No.
And Chris had to go out and buy
Usher
all these CDs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's always surrounded himself.
Abreast of things.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the latest guy, Stephen Sanchez. We'd never heard of him, but as soon as the song came on, my daughter said, oh, he's really good.
Yeah, and to be fair, the crowd knew it, didn't they?
It was great. The crowd sang along.
They did,
but it's a wonderful song. But it is a bit of a 1950s throwback.
1950s throwback.
Isn't it? Don't you think it is? It is.
It is, yeah.
The chords.
It's nice, though.
It's nice. Let's have a bit of Stephen Sanchez.
Georgia, ride me up and all the culture. In my arms, let me hold ya. I'll never let you go again like I did or used to say. I would never fall in love again until I found her. I said I would never fall unless it's you I fall into. I was lost within the darkness, but then I found her. I found you.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Nice and short too.
It should be in the Wanderers, that song, shouldn't it? Or Warriors.
Warriors a more serious film, wasn't it?
That's true, yeah. There's a bit more 50s Wanderers, wasn't
it? What did you prefer, Wanderers or Warriors?
Two different things.
Very different.
I think you're right.
Warriors.
Come out to play. Yeah, I don't know. The music was great in Wanderers, very 50s.
Loved it.
I said that track could have been in Sopranos, couldn't it?
It could, yeah.
Paulie Walnut singing it.
He died, didn't he?
He died recently, yeah.
Good actor he was.
Shame, isn't it? John, talking about some of the stuff that we opened up with at the start of the show and we were going to talk about in the news, because we have covered Glastonbury.
Yes.
But this situation in Ukraine with the head of the Wagner group.
Yes. Got to be very careful
Prigozhin,
to say that.
Prigozhin.
Now, not the prodigy. Like,
not the prodigy.
No. Prigozhin.
Now, what makes me... Very strange about this Prigozhin, right? Okay, he's head of the 25,000 sort of elite army. They're a bit like 25,000 nutcases, right?
Basically,
okay. Yeah. But they've got their own agenda. They're fighting for Russia,
yeah.
Okay, but this guy is a billionaire that runs it, Prigozhin, okay. Right. And he's decided that he's not getting enough ammunition from Putin.
Yeah.
And it, now he says that Putin has dropped a few bombs on his army.
On his army,
by mistake. But what's going on? So he went, right, hang on a minute.
That's it.
Stop it. You lot, we're turning around, we're going to march to Moscow.
Yes.
We're going to have it out with Putin.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, they all start marching, and they're having a good go, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, they're halfway there.
Halfway, yeah. Suddenly, yeah, that's good.
Suddenly, right? Mm. Oh, hang on a minute, boys. I've just had a call from Putin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm leaving, right? I'm getting on a private jet to Belarus, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to live a nice life. Use lock. Ta-da. See you later.
Ta-da. Left them there stranded.
I mean, what? How's that? I mean, what a turnaround.
We know what Putin has said to him, haven't we?
Go on, what's he said?
You think you're clever, don't you? You think you're clever. I know where all your family are.
He probably has, hasn't
he? I know where they all are, mate. So, wind your neck in.
Wind your neck.
Wind your neck in,
you're
son.
Imagine Putin saying that.
Yeah.
Oi!
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 Wind your neck in.
Oi, I know what you want. Come here, you. You want that in your top pocket. Right?
So take that in your top pocket.
Buy yourself an ice cream.
And exile to Belarus.
Belarus.
That'll do, yeah.
So what's happened is his mate,
right,
who runs Belarus,
yeah,
right, who runs that sort of, he said, send him here.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen, nothing's going to happen to your progeny.
No, you'll be fine.
Your money's safe with us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Stick with us. Nothing's going to happen to you. Your 25,000 that you're leaving there, by the way, they're going to be, they're in trouble. They've been naughty.
They've been very naughty and they're... Well, basically, they're not going to be around.
They're not going to be around. Putin's not very happy with all 25,000 of them.
But you've got a little pass.
You've got a little pass. However, this is what I'm thinking. Prigozhin's now in Belarus. Right. He's got his feet up, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Right?
Probably in a little place where he doesn't think anyone can find him.
Get him and find him.
Yeah.
And all right, give him a month. And they've said, we're not going to touch you.
No.
And then nothing's going to happen.
No.
And then I reckon something's like Prigozhin's gone, you know... I'm going to go and play basketball with my mates.
Nip him down the country club.
Nip down the country club.
That's it.
Have a little bit of basketball, bit of one-on-one. Yeah. Ball comes to him, explodes in his face.
Well, that's what they're going to say.
But that won't kill him.
It won't. No,
that won't kill him.
No,
because he'll survive that.
He'll survive that.
Yeah, because I don't want it to go quickly.
No. Then he'll come out, come out of the country club.
Yeah.
A little bit messy.
Yeah. Well, he's
just been blown up.
Basketball.
Yeah. Basketball. He can't see very well. Yeah. And.
He's gone to the optician.
He's trying to go there.
Yeah.
He's crossed the road.
Yeah.
Of course, a lorry's hit him.
Yeah.
Flattened him.
Well, that ain't killed him.
No. He's a bit flat, but he's all right. He's walking a little bit like...
So they've peeled him off. That don't sound right, for starters. They've peeled him off.
He's walking a little bit like J.S. Lowry used to... Remember when he's the matchstick man?
The matchstick. He's a matchstick man.
He's a matchstick man now.
And then he thought, I better phone an ambulance.
Yeah.
Put his phone to his ear. Electrocuted him. Right. His head's come off.
His head's come right off. That ain't killed him. No, he just hasn't got a head. He's walking. He's walking about like a headless chicken, literally.
What's killed him?
Well, probably someone just walked past him.
Just poisoned him.
Poisoned him.
Why did you do that in the first place? It's a lot easier, wouldn't it, throwing a basketball at me?
And that's what they're probably going to say happened to him.
I think that it's highly likely that we won't see him for
anymore.
Again.
No.
Again. I mean, unless...
Putin doesn't look like a man that you want to cross.
I'll tell you what, unless...
Go on.
Right? Mm. He ends up in the jungle. Well, ITV need a bit... I'm not being funny. GB News are doing so well that ITV need a new recruit. They need a big name. Get Prigozhin over. Get him in the jungle.
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine?
Or maybe put him on This Morning with Alison Hammond.
Ooh.
Hey, maybe he could take Ollie Willoughby's place.
By the way, lightning seeds.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, we have a little story about it. We've got time to tell it.
Or should we play it and then...
Go on, play it and then tell
let's
it.
Let's play it and play it.
Our little run-in with Ian Brodie.
It's a very funny story.
We'll be right back. simple every time. Fresh and deep as oceans new. Shiver at the sight of you. I'll sing a soft tune, pure and simple. You can never know what it's like. Blood like water, future death that hot. The whole lonely light shine on me. What about the record you hide behind that veil to you? I think the things this book will never win. But look at me, I'm a coming back again. All it takes is to love in a simple way. So keep the law alive, look at it. You just fade away. You know, I still tell it, tell me I ever did. I'm looking like a through the water, feeling like a little kid. Hope to win. Starting down the road, leaving me again. The threats you've been were meant to cut me down. If love got the service, I'd be found out now. You know, I'm still dead, better than I ever did.
Still standing as well, Elton John, still up there.
He's kind of standing, isn't he?
Well, he's sitting down, really. In fact, when he stands up,
yeah,
he shouldn't.
No, we don't know what he might have had a bit of a stone in his shoe.
He might have had a stone in his shoe.
You know,
I still think it was a great performance.
It was.
It's been a lovely show. I've enjoyed it. Progazin's been on the phone again, and we're going to go and meet him.
We're going to meet him now. See if I can put his head on for him.
See if we can help him. Might take him to Nando's.
Do you think you'll like that? Well, he's like a headless chicken.
He's
now,
like a headless chicken. It's been a wonderful show. You've been listening to Bell and Sperling.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. We'll be back next Thursday at the same time.
Same place.
Hope you have a wonderful evening, everybody. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
If love can kill you, I'll happily die. There's something so deadly, I feel so alive. Dangerous, risky, from 0 to 60. That feeling money can't buy. If love can kill you, then this is my time. If love can break you, I'll brace for the pain. When it's too much, inject more love straight into my wonderful, a picture so colorful.